Hey, everybody, and welcome to Rewrite the Rules. It's raining here in Austin, Texas, which is nice, nice break. And today, I'm going to be talking about moving to a new place, moving to a new city. I know there's lots of us that are jumping around from place to place. It's the way millennials work. It's the way that we're all working in this new economy. Maybe you jump to a new city recently, maybe you are planning on it, maybe you're thinking about it, or maybe you've been somewhere for, 6 months or a year and things just kind of aren't going as quickly or as nicely as you would like in terms of building new relationships, really getting like that root down in the city so it feels like your own. So I recently moved to Austin about 6 months ago to set up a home base here. I switched up from the firefighting and kind of set up a home base here to jump into a startup to kind of see what that experience is like. I'm really enjoying it, but I definitely fucked up a lot of things, and I think I did some things right. So today I'm going to be talking about the five things that helped me the most when moving to the new city, getting established, making new friends, and kind of how you can apply them to your own situation. So would love to hear from you, by the way, if you got any more tips than this, and I will write all these down in more detail on my site, alexstar.com/new city. So without further ado, here we go. Number one, watch the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey. And that might sound a little silly, but the point of this is to get into the right mindset, okay? Moving to a new city, being in a new city is all about the mindset. It is about looking at things from a new perspective, looking at everyone as a potential new friend, as a new connection, love connection or platonic connection, something for work. It's all about the mindset of what are new things I can do, new places to see, and new people to meet. So I know that movie might be a little cheesy. I think it's really great. And I think it really just helps you get in the mindset of saying yes to things at the beginning. Even if you don't feel like it, it makes you uncomfortable. Start saying yes to things and just help get in that mindset. So that's number one. Watch Yes Man maybe a few times before you get to the city and when you're there. Number two, this one is a little obscure, but this one actually helped me more than I would have realized when I started, is driving for Uber or Lyft or whatever app they use in the city that you're in. Here in Austin, they had an app called Ride Austin before Uber and Lyft were allowed back into the city. That is a whole other discussion. Anyway, while I was looking for a job the first 3-4 months, I was driving for Ride Austin, the app. And this was so beneficial in so many ways. I would recommend it to anybody moving to a new city, even if you already have a job. So I moved out here without a job, without a place to stay. That's just kind of the way I do things sometimes, for better or worse. Sometimes I think that it's completely stupid and stressful on purpose. And other times I really enjoy the spontaneity of it. So whether you do that in your life or you have kind of more planning, I cannot stress enough driving for Uber or Lyft, because you're going to do a few things. You're going to meet a ton of new people. And through those new people, you're going to get a pulse on the new city. You're going to hear about new restaurants, new conventions that are coming up, how to maybe look at specific jobs, or, you should look at in these industries. You're going to get a feel for what's going on in the city at all times. For an example, for me, in the few months I did it, I actually met Willie, who's a CEO of a local tech startup who I had on the podcast about 3 episodes ago. I met a nice young college lady that I was seeing for a couple months. I drove promoters during South by Southwest, who gave me backstage passes to the show. And I added a ton of places to my list of like restaurants and parks and music venues and all these types of things to see while I was getting to know the city and getting paid to do all this. So it's just, I cannot stress that one enough. And if you're a female listening to this, I totally get not wanting to do that solo. But I would just recommend doing it in the morning and evening. So I did it from 7 to 10 in the morning, and then I would do it again from 5 to 8 at night. I never did the late night shit. I did it one time And I do not think it was worth the stress. And if you know, my sisters wanted to do that, I would not want them to do that, because I think it is definitely different for females out there. But, you know, do the morning, you know, weekday shift, people on the way to work and on the way back, and I guarantee you, you'll learn a lot and make some money in the process. Okay, number three, meet with anybody you can. Okay, if you got the nephew of, you know, your ex-girlfriend's uncle's dog, meet with that dog. I mean, meet with anybody. If somebody says that they have, you know, just a very distant contact, go get coffee with them. I got my job because my buddy's older brother put me in contact with a real estate guy here who I met up with for coffee, who put me in contact with another businessman who I contacted multiple times, who put me in contact with the vice president of sales at the current company I'm at, who put me in contact with the recruiter, who, by the way, rejected me on my resume. But once the vice president of sales put my resume through to the recruiter directly, I got the job. So that was like five steps away. And it started with my buddy's older brother just saying, hey, I know this one person in Austin. Maybe Alex wants to go talk to him and get for coffee. And that was 3 months down the line that I eventually got a job from that person. So meet with everybody, you know, and talk to them, see what's going on, make a connection, ask advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four, go to events with lots of people at one time. Go to Eventbrite and search in networking events, New York City, networking events, Chicago, networking events, Los Angeles, Austin, wherever it is that you're at. With all of these types of meetings, you are going to come in contact with tons of people. Now, this is more for people that are looking for a job. If you already have a job, you don't really need to do the networking thing so much. Join a club. I did sand volleyball, but you know, I know friends who did bachata dancing, salsa dancing, and they said that that just opened up all the doors for them. So find a club, maybe Toastmasters, maybe you want to learn Spanish, so you go on meetup.com, find a club or find an event on Eventbrite and just say you're going to one every 2 weeks. And when you go, if you're looking for a job, and I guess if you're not looking for a job either, but either way, don't talk about that you're looking for a job. Okay, don't talk about that, you know, oh, I'm looking, da da da. Just go in there with the attitude that you're there to make friends. You're there to ask them questions, seeing what's going on. You know, let them ask you what you're looking for. Because there's a huge difference in, you know, telling people, you know, oh, hey, I just moved here and I'm looking, you know, for a management job in tech. There's a big difference between that and you being friends with somebody and talking about sports and all this other stuff, and they say, oh, what are you doing in the city? And you go, well, you know, I have 3 years experience in management. I moved out here 4 years ago. You know, I'm looking to get into a larger sized, you know, tech company, or, you know, a larger sized manufacturing company. And they go, oh, okay, cool. I might know somebody. Or maybe they don't, and they think of you farther down the line, or you send them a text or an email a couple weeks later. Focus on building relationships and making friends first. Instead of going in there thinking, how can I get them to give me a job? Just think, how can I add value to them? And how can I build this relationship in a solid way and just make friends? Because you never know where it's going to go. And it also, that just kind of takes the, not the manipulation, but kind of the one-sidedness of, you know, networking, and how networking gets a really negative connotation, I think, is from people going in always wanting things from the other person, right? And instead of wanting to get things from people, just give advice, or just, you know, give a smile, or just kind of give your conversation and just talk and make friends. And I promise good things will come out of that. And now the last thing, numero cinco, is realize that it's going to take patience and time to build the relationships, the job, and the life you want in the new city. I can't tell you how many Friday, Saturday nights people hit me up to go do things, and I went out and spent too much money, and how many Friday, Saturday nights I was kind of just chilling by myself. You know, so find some good books. That's a good time to watch Yes Man by yourself. And just really trying to enjoy the fact that, you know, this is a process, and no matter where you go, you're going to have to build it. And there's still some times now. I've been here 7 months, and I'm still kind of looking around thinking, you know, how can I strengthen these relationships? How can I build a real solid foundation here? But it just takes time. So be wary of that. And with that, that is my top five. So to recap, we got watch Yes Man, drive for Uber or Lyft, meet with anybody you can, always. Go to events or join a club where there's a lot of people your age, like-minded people, and just go there, remember, to make friends. Even if you're trying to find a job, go make friends, connect, network with people. It's so cliche, but it's so true. That's what's going to lead you down every path you want to go. And number five, patience, which is probably the hardest thing, especially nowadays, is just to realize that, you know, this shit takes time. So I hope you guys got a lot out of that. I would love to hear what has worked for you guys. You know, you can leave some comments at alexstar.com/newcity. Or as always, find me alex@alexstar.com is my email. My Instagram is alex.h.star. And Facebook, as always, I'm on there at rewrite the rules, blah, 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 blah. So, hey, hope you guys are having a great week. In 1 week from now, I'm having probably my favorite and most inspirational guy that I've ever had on. He is the CEO of a local company here called Book in a Box. He started on the streets, you know, with a pimp drug dealer dad, a mom, you know, they're in poverty, and he is the true American story, built himself up to being now the CEO of a company, a true success story. He's just one of those people that is just so powerful to talk to, so inspirational. We talked at about 5 a.m. About a month ago, and it really is my favorite, and you guys are all going to get a lot out of it. So that'll be next Tuesday, and a lot more coming up to kind of take us into the fall and the holidays here. So love you all. Love hearing from you. I'm going to say love again, and I'll see you guys next week.